I think overall, I mean, I'm proud of us being able to kind of get the job done. I think that, I think for us, I think we want to play kind of just a better four solid quarters. I think we lost the second half, but I think we obviously found a way to get it done, which I'm really proud of them. And just the resilience and the confidence of Hannah being able to kind of take it there and to take that shot. So I think our D making a stop 5v7 was huge. Natalie came up with some huge saves. So super, super proud of them. And I think that for us overall, just continuing to kind of get better and string a couple games together.
Yeah, and Leah has scored in the last three games, and after not scoring last year at all, can you talk about her development as a player so early on in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's healthy, so I think that's been something that has been a huge piece for us. I think she, just in your freshman year, getting your feet underneath of you, but then I think sophomore year, just coming in with a confidence, and we've had some really honest conversations with her of just, I think, what she's capable of, and I think she's really starting to kind of see that, and I think is having that, is finding that success, whether it's on the draw circle or certainly on the offensive end.
And Tessa, if she gets a hold of the draw, she can be lethal right off the bat and can march down the field and score right away. We've seen that a couple times from her. So can you talk about her place in kind of being a key player, especially as a freshman?
Yeah, I mean, I think possession is so key. I think that for us, like, just her ability to, again, I think whether it's kind of be behind but still come up with a ground ball or be able to pressure it or even just come up with it herself, I think her and Leah are doing a really great job. I think Ellen's really assisted them in that group. I think Quinn stepped up today in that role, but I think that Tessa ultimately is, like you said, super lethal. I think just her speed is something I think she continues to just get more confident in herself. I think she'll continue to thrive.
And Ellie Stevenson, she's been a star this whole season. She's scored at least a hat trick every single game.
Again, is kind of like found them, I think found their role, found their confidence, I think understands kind of how good she can be, and I think that I think for us, we saw today how kind of when people slide early to her or they start to try to shut her down, I think that's where we as a group have to continue to get better. But I've been really impressed. I mean, she's done a great job just working on her game individually. I think she's one of our hardest workers, and so I think that it's been really nice to see that translate onto the field.
And you touched on it in your opening statement, but Natalie, in between the posts, especially late in the game today, she had some really key saves to keep you guys in it, especially down to the wire. What have you seen from her as she stepped up into this starting role?
We've been incredibly impressed with Natalie. I think just her composure overall, I think her game sense and communication has been really incredible. I think she's really comfortable communicating to a veteran defense. And I think that they feel really comfortable with her back there. And so I think we've just been so impressed with her composure and I think her confidence in herself. And I think that's just going to continue to grow as we have more games.
And Hannah got that game-winning goal with just barely over a second left on the scoreboard. The timeout you guys took right before that, what was the messaging to the team in those final moments of the game?
So we had drawn something up and I think that I think we wanted to obviously clear it. I had said to them, to the team, just pressure's on them. I think we have possession, being able to get kind of a good look. And I think ultimately we had talked kind of in our pregame as a group of what do we need to do to play our best. And so I kind of jokingly said, hey, you wanted a fun game? We wanted to have fun. I think we got a fun game. So I think that, and kind of I think a little bit of levity and a deep breath helped a little bit for them to relax. And so I think that Hannah did a really good job of seizing that opportunity and having a chance to go there.
And last thing, moving ahead, you guys have a week off until you face crosstown rival Boston College. That's going to be a big game. What are some of the key takeaways from tonight as you guys look forward to that matchup?
Yeah, I think, again, it's going to be a game where we'll be tested and challenged. And I think for us, I think we kind of leave this game knowing what we do well, but I think knowing what we have to work on. And I think that's what you ultimately want coming out of February, is what you have to continue to work on as you kind of forge your identity. And so certainly BC is a strong contender, and I think that they have so many weapons. And so I think in a good way, it'll test us to play really good team defense, to be able to have to kind of stick together and work together to be able to kind of really step up to them.